Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back. The last episode, we talked about knowing where you're going before you start and how having a roadmap will help achieve your goals. But today, I want to take a step back and talk about letting go of the outcomes. Since the dawn of philosophy, around 500 BC, philosophers have talked about letting go of the outcome. The Taoist philosopher Lao Tzu said, "By letting it go, it all gets done. The world is won by those who let it go. But when you try and try, the world is beyond the winning." Now, one of the best ways I know about achieving your goals is to work daily towards the goal, but not worry about the outcome. And I know this sounds counterintuitive to our modern hustle culture, but don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying give up or don't work towards a goal. What I'm saying is that the journey towards the goal is the prize. Your personal growth is worth more than any ultimate goal you seek. As we work towards any worthwhile goal, we become completely different people than we were when we started. You know, many people who talk about success talk about being on top and striving for every goal you can possibly hit. But let's look at the whole picture. If all you're doing is setting and achieving goals because you want more, isn't that defeating the purpose of having more? If your motto is, "I'll rest when I'm dead," what good is achieving a goal if it does not satisfy you when you reach it, or with who you become when you move towards it? One of my favorite stories is about a Central American fisherman who goes out every day and catches two or three fish and sells one or two, and then eats one or two, and then spends the rest of his day with his friends either mending their nets or helping others with what they're doing. They're just talking and sharing life. Of course, along comes an American stockbroker or someone who's in the money-making field. It depends on how the story goes. And he sees what the fisherman is doing, and as he talks to the fisherman, he lays out this extravagant plan of how the fisherman could start making money by catching more fish, by using better nets and getting a better boat and hiring other people, and so on. In the end, the fisherman asks, "Well, what will I do after I make all this money?" And the guy says, "Well, you'll retire and then you can spend your day catching a few fish and spending time with your friends." Isn't that the way we're conditioned to think as Americans? Earn all you can now so you can retire and live a good life. Why not live the good life now? Because we never know what tomorrow holds. Again, I fully believe that we need to have goals. What I want us to do is to think better about the goals we set and focus on becoming better, not just having more. Most goals that we set, the desired outcome isn't the outcome we put on paper. The desired outcome is happiness. If I just had this thing or that person, I would be happy, which is why many of the people I coach have come to the conclusion that they want to be more instead of have more. Author Peter Russell wrote in his book, Letting Go of Nothing, "Will I feel better for it? Will I be happier, more content, more at ease? We may think we seek some external goal, but in truth, we seek it hoping that, in one way or another, we will feel better inside." What we've got to do is learn to trust the process. When we set a goal, we lay out a plan to reach the goal. The process is the roadmap to get from point A to point B. Trusting the process isn't about giving up. It's about trusting that you have a plan in place to get you where you want to be and to become the person that you want to be. But in order to trust the process, you have to be willing to look deeply at yourself and where you are going. This is where the system can break. if we aren't willing to follow the plan that we've laid out for ourselves, why did we say at the beginning, this is what I want? This is also a moment for growth. It allows us to step back and take a deeper look at who we are and what we really want to be before we pick back up and start again. Not reaching a goal isn't failing. It's always an opportunity for growth. As I'm publishing this, it's the second week of January 2024. And I guarantee many people who listen to this have set goals for the new year that they have already dropped. And I know that because that has been the truth since way before I started setting goals in the 90s. We waste a lot of time chasing or even pretending to chase a brass ring that isn't there. Take a minute and think about how many years you have spent or someone you know has told everyone that this is their year. They're going to make it big, lose 50 pounds, write a book, go to the gym every day, cut an album, etc., etc., etc. It wasn't a bad plan. It was just the wrong plan for that time and the person who made it. Instead of spending time trying to be something we're not in order to impress people we don't know or even like if we do know them, we can learn to be of service to the people around us, either in our homes or in our work. We can do the job that we have to the best of our abilities, or guess what? We can set a goal to leave that job and find one that brings us fulfillment, because we're not focusing on working as a means of making money. Again, don't hear what I'm not saying. Goals are good to have. I fully believe that. What I want us to do is take a breath, figure out what's really important to us before we spend time trying to be, do, or have something that won't make us happy. In 1938, Harvard University started two different studies on human well-being. One focused on Harvard graduates, and the other focused on lower-income boys from Boston. And I'll have the links for those videos on my website. Since 1938, they have studied around 3,000 people. And what this study has shown is that good relationships play a bigger part in happiness than any other factor. Not what the people own or the money they make, but the people they have in their life. Now that we know this, it seems that if we set goals to get things that make us happy, in the end, our main goal should be to find friends and people to come around us and form relationships with happy, positive people. And when we do, we can let go of the outcome. Because in the end, we can't truly make anything happen. We can only guide ourselves along the process that we have set forth. If we can't make anything happen outside of us, we might as well enjoy life with good friends. My whole coaching business is based around helping people find true success in life. So if you're ready to let go of the outcome, here's a few questions that you can ask yourself. Number one, why am I setting this goal? If you don't know why you're setting a goal, then it may not be the right goal. Number two, what do I really want in life? Can you answer that? Have you ever really asked yourself that question? Number three, am I judging my insides by someone else's outsides? That's a tough one. Because as we scroll through Facebook and see all these happy families, or Instagram or TikTok and see all these people with success and all these influencers, we may think we're not good enough because we don't have that outcome. But I'll guarantee you their insides are exactly the same as your insides are. Number four, does my job bring me fulfillment? If it does, what about your job brings you fulfillment? If it doesn't, what about your job doesn't bring you fulfillment? Number five, can I do more of what brings me fulfillment, either in the job or outside the job. But if you don't know what brings you fulfillment, you can't start anyway. And here's some questions to ask if you're looking for fulfilling relationships. Who do I know that I would like to get to know better? Number two, what are three qualities I would like in a friend? And the follow-up to that is, do I have these qualities? Number three, what are three qualities I absolutely don't want in a friend? And you can ask yourself if you have those qualities as well. Remember, be true to yourself, and you will find people who will bring you joy and happiness to your life. All right, that's all for this week. Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe and share this with your friends and family. And look, if you don't like what you hear, then share it with your enemies. Either way, share it with somebody, please, because it helps move us up in the algorithm. If you want to stay up to date with everything that's happening at Recapture Your Life Coaching, you can sign up on the website at recaptureyour.life. And we're also offering complimentary coaching sessions, and you can sign up through the website. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.